We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Sammy Lee Melville is an author of two novels and filmmaker in Harrisburg. She writes film reviews for The Berg and works as an event coordinator for VidJam, which is an organization that promotes and fosters filmmaking in central Pennsylvania. And recently, she authored a book titled Tween, which is about siblings Don and Cherry who both underestimate the consequences of death. And as Cherry struggles to accept her brother's passing, Don navigates the limbo between life and death. And I'm excited to get into the details of Sammy's book and experiences. So, Sammy, starting off here, what inspired you to write a story that delves into the theme of life after death?
The inspiration for the story is kind of a weird thing. I had been reading about the 21 grams experiment, which is, it's from this physician in the early 1900s had decided that he wanted to experiment with the idea that human souls had weight. Oh. And the experiment was horrible. It was like there were only six people that were tested, and mm-hmm. only one of them actually reflected the hypothesis. So it wasn't a great experiment, but beyond that, I was reading about it, and so I was just thinking about like the idea of something, you know, something changing, and like, oh, that maybe that's like a physical trigger for the afterlife, and just like what happens if that trigger doesn't get triggered. And then, you know, just kind of thought about death for a while.
so you're thinking about death. Now, what was it that made you be like, okay, I'm gonna write a book about it?
I am an author. I have another book out called The Fields, although it's a very different genre. It's a young adult fantasy. And so I just like writing stories. I have, you know, you get character ideas in your head, and this one involved a lot of like research, which sounded fun to me, because there's like, you know, people of all different walks represented in the story. So I was like, oh, okay, I get to like learn about everyone's take on death. Sounded exciting to me, and it was also just something that I had never really seen explored before. Like, you hear ghost stories, but mm-hmm. you don't see a lot of ghost stories from the ghost's perspective. So
Right. Let's take it to the beginning now. How did you get into writing?
I went to high school. and I was inspired to get into film through a teacher at the high school who was a writer himself. He was an author, and he went to film school as well. So I kind of like went under his wing, and he taught me about film, but he also taught me about writing. And we did like a writer's forum where we discussed and critiqued each other's work and all that. And I just really liked it. And I went, when I went to college, I went for film, and I focused on the story part of it. So I'm like terrible at technical stuff. When it comes to story, that's like my jam.
All right. So can you take us to your first piece, whether it was a short web series or a short story? Take us to that first piece that you let the public see. What was it, and how was that process?
That I let the public see. I made a lot of short films in college. Mm-hmm. So that I don't know if that counts as the public. It was my classmates.
Well, but, yeah, that counts.
Yeah. I had a story about a woman who was a painter or an artist, and she was painting a mannequin, and it was different from her typical works.
Mm-hmm.
And her agent was getting mad at her and was like, this is not going to fly with your audience. But she felt like she had to do it. And at the same time, she was her ex kept on coming to her door and trying to talk. And she didn't want to talk. So it was this like kind of mix of her deciding to do a new thing and go like a different path,
mm-hmm.
and kind of like just a metaphor of that, I guess, symbol of that. And that was the first film that I made in college. And I don't know if people enjoyed it. I think I kind of messed that one up because
really?
The last shot, I wanted it to be like, the ex comes to the door and sees through the window that she's like explaining her art to a friend,
mm-hmm.
and like is like, okay, fine, I'll move on. But I didn't have him walk away, so it just looks like he's sad. And I was like, I kind of missed the mark on that one. So sometimes the story does not end up as intended.
So then how does that differentiate from your book Tween?
So I've always been interested in stories that have like a lot underneath the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, Tween, is definitely like kind of like an existential crisis because it deals with a lot of like the unknown.
Mm.
So I really got to explore with it. And yeah, when you have any sort of plot, it can just be like shallow surface level,
mm-hmm.
or you can dive into it and like pull out the symbols for it. So there's a lot. I like doing that.
So how did you come up with this concept of the between space, between place, I mean?
It was just an exploration of, you know, what the other perspective of being a ghost would be like.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, every religion or point of view has, like, this, you know, life and then death, and then you just kind of like jump to it. But then there's this idea of ghosts, and where does that fall into like any religion, honestly? and I feel like you see it a lot with Christianity, but there's nothing like when you get into Christianity that like is like, oh yeah, ghosts are a thing.
Right.
And so I was pulling out all of this research about like different religions and different takes on it, and I just liked the idea of it being kind of like completely blank on the word, like an in-between place,
mm-hmm.
purgatory. That's what I was trying to think of. I was thinking of like this purgatory, but it wasn't necessarily like purgatory is supposed to lead to something.
Yeah.
And so they were like, well, what does this lead to? Like, how do we get out of here? Kind of thing. And just like the unknowns in that.
Okay. And your characters, Don and Cherry,
mm-hmm.
How did you develop these characters, and what do you think makes them relatable to the readers?
So they're brother and sister, and it's kind of, so they grew up Muslim,
mm-hmm.
and Cherry still is Muslim. Don has not told his family this, but he has become an atheist.
Oh,
although
wow.
Now that he's dead, he doesn't know what he is. So yeah, he's the one who dies. and their relationship throughout the whole thing is, you know, they're looking back on their time like, oh, I could have spent more time with my brother or my sister or whatever. And I liked the idea of kind of toying with moving on from the living side and moving on from the death side. Mm-hmm. And that kind of the two sides of the coin, I guess, represented in this brother and sister.
And what role does family dynamics play in shaping the character's journey in this book?
Well, there's a lot of regret, I guess, that Don especially, you know, he looks back on his life and thinks about, you know, spending time with his family, or his father passed away when he was young. So just thinking about, like, well, now that's going to be kind of his legacy, is like, mm-hmm. he didn't get to spend as much time as he would have liked. So I think family legacy is definitely, like, they're kind of mourning what would have been to come.
Mm. Now, Tween touches upon the idea of sacrifice and the consequences of one action. So what message do you hope to convey through these themes?
Sure. So I think in terms of when people think about death, they kind of have this set image of, like, okay, this is how I want my life to go, and mm-hmm. this is how I want my death to go. They may not say that, but they definitely have, like, an image of what that is. And, you know, what happens if life and or death is not how you expected. Mm. So it's kind of, it's giving people a moment to think about that. And I don't know, I hope that the book is just kind of like a reflection for people, that they can, you know, hash out all of their unknowns. It's going to be a really anxious book for some people.
How do you approach world building when creating the setting for your novels and or films?
Sure. A lot of research. The thing that I like to do is that I like to world build, because it means that I can just throw away everything that's reality. But this one was a little bit more tied to the real world, obviously. Mm. So I had to do a lot more research for this one than in past stories that I've written. And I think creating the tween space was probably the easiest part for me, because it was just, that was the part that I could literally just make it be whatever it was. But having their speculations on like, well, who's right about this and all that, I had to pull all this information and be like, I hope. Sometimes I just had the internet and sometimes I talked to people.
Oh.
And so I was like, hopefully the internet's right and hopefully you're right. there were a lot of insecurities I had going through this.
So the title of Tween, how did you come to that title?
And this was actually something that I was told by my editor that I should change the title, because she was worried that people would see it as like a young adult book, mm-hmm. because of like tween being a term for teenagers. But it's actually a name that they call themselves, all the ghosts in the story kind of refer to themselves as tweens, which is kind of like a tongue-in-cheek, because they didn't know, I mean, it's like coming in and walking into the Wild West, like there's no rules, there's no nothing, and there's no like manual for what you're supposed to do. So they were just like, are we ghosts? Like, I don't know. So they called themselves tweens instead, because they were between life and death.
Mm. And your book, the book cover, it's very, very, very striking. So can you share any insights into the design process and how it represents the essence of the story?
I actually made that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I toiled away at it. It's probably not perfect, but no one will know. So I should just hire a cover designer, which for my next book I'm going to. But I was very unsure about what I wanted. So mm-hmm. I was just kind of like throwing out different ideas on Photoshop. And I had created this one cover that I was like, okay, this is not great, but it's what I'm going to go with. And then all of a sudden I was like, what if I did like a minimalist thing? And I made it and I was like, oh, damn it, I really like this. So there's the stick figure. It is important that he's split in two, which you'll find out in the first chapter. It's how Don dies. There's like the sea foam on the side, which it takes place on Cape Cod. So the whole, and you know, symbolic of the ocean and like death coming at you. So I grew up on Cape Cod, so I made it take place in my hometown.
Okay, so now tween, it has been described online as a genre-defying novel. So how do you feel about challenging the traditional genre boundaries in your storytelling?
I wouldn't have it any other way. I really like playing between the lines. You know, when I was trying to figure out how to market it, I was like, do I market it as horror? Like, it's not horror. Mm-hmm. It's a ghost story, mm-hmm. but it's not scary. It's just sad, which a lot of ghost stories are sad. But it was a struggle to figure out how to market it. But I like combining genres, and I love lit fic, and I love anything speculative.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my writing has speculative influence. I kind of went with it, and I feel like that makes it really hard to market, but hopefully people still like it.
and for the aspiring writer mm-hmm. out there that feels as though that they have a book in their heart or they have a novel in their mind, what would you say to them, you know, to get the writing?
So this is something that I'm a part of a writing group online, and we always tell each other, like, just put it on paper. It doesn't have to be perfect the first or the fourth time that you go through it. It just, you have to get it out, because mm-hmm. a lot of people get stuck and they're like, well, I'm going to write the perfect novel. And then they don't write anything because they're scared to write the perfect novel.
Yeah.
So just getting it on paper is the first step. You can always edit it later, but get your idea out, and it's gonna be not good. That's okay. That's the whole point of first draft versus final draft. But yeah, getting people over that hump of that first draft, it's very difficult.
Yeah, so let's talk about that initial first hump. Mm-hmm. Because that's very intimidating. You know, it's page one of one. That screen on Microsoft Word is just staring right mm-hmm. back at you. You know, it's a blank screen with that blinking cursor. You know, so how would somebody get the writing? Do they start off with just a list of things? Do they just, you know what, let me just tell the story and just write it out? How should somebody begin?
It'll be different for everyone. I know that's a cop-out answer, but it really is, like, however your process is. Like, so I will, as I just said, you should get it on paper. I won't get it on paper for months, and it'll just kind of be in my head, and I'll kind of start to create the story, and then once I do start writing it down is when it starts to form. But I know some people who will write lists and just be like, oh, I like the third item on this list, I'm gonna write about that. Or, you know, you just have a journal where you, every time something is inspiring, you write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to it. There's a million different ways to go about it. I'd say if someone is trying to write and is struggling with the blank page, don't be afraid to try something different. If one process doesn't work for you, you can always try another. And find people who also get excited about writing because when I joined my writing group, I started writing so much more.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm a writer. I'm going to join a writing group. And I was like, you barely write anything.
All right. So so as both author and a filmmaker, how do you balance your creative energies between these two mediums?
So that's actually my favorite part about just liking story in general. Like, it doesn't matter what form it comes out of. Sometimes I have a story idea. Like, Tween is not a film. there's no way it's going to be made into a film. but there are ideas that I have that are very visual. And so when I think of those ideas, I'm like, okay, that one's going to be a film. and I've messed around with stage plays as well, and that's a completely different beast. So it really depends on the story, which is exciting because I feel like some people are like, no, I have this one. I'm a writer on the page, and I only write prose, and it's only going to be novels. And I'm like, that's fine. What you're pegging yourself to, like, you're not giving yourself enough room to play with story.
Yeah. So as an author and filmmaker, what's next?
I'm working on a novella right now, that is fantasy. Can't stay with one genre. and film-wise, we're getting ready to... we haven't announced the dates yet for The Jam, but I work with The Jam, which is like we do filmmaking weekends or filmmaking challenges. It's not always a weekend. So we usually start that up every summer. So...
That is not bad. Sammy, again, I'd like to thank you for joining us on The Spark. This has been great.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course, of course.